It's 4 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sean Macy with 91X News. Ontario's progressive conservatives are calling for an immediate wage freeze for doctors, teachers, and about 1 million public sector workers in the province. Keith Leslie has the story.
Opposition leader Tim Hudak says the decision by Moody's to put Ontario on a credit watch is a warning the province could become what he calls the Greece of Canada. Hudak says the credit rating agency doesn't believe the Liberal government can curb spending and eliminate a $16 billion deficit by 2017 as promised.
So I think Moody's saw that this government really does not have the spine to get spending under control.
Hudak says a public sector wage freeze could save the province over $2 billion over 2 years. The Democrats, though, oppose a wage freeze and say the government should instead cancel planned corporate tax cuts. Keith Leslie, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Canadians will be sending 30 more MPs to the House of Commons in the next general election scheduled for 2015. The Senate has passed a seat redistribution bill that gives Canada's fastest-growing provinces more seats, bringing the number of MPs to 338 from 308. Ontario will get 15 more MPs, Alberta and British Columbia will each get 6 more, and Quebec will get 3 extra seats, all at a cost of $19.3 million annually. The Liberals had argued that the number of seats should stay the same, but there should be a rebalancing of the ridings across the country. Belleville firefighters were kept busy with yet another fire in the city's West End last night. On arrival, they noticed a visual fire in the attic from inside of the home and from the roof. The fire was quickly under control and contained to an attic space above one of the bedrooms in the home. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation until an Electrical Safety Authority investigator can arrive in the morning to assess the electrical distribution system. Autopsies are to be conducted today on the 4 young people who died in a shocking murder-suicide on a highway south of Calgary. Friends say a jealous ex-boyfriend forced a car carrying the 4 people off the road and opened fire before turning the gun on himself. RCMP Sergeant Patrick Webb says a woman who survived the shooting is in a Calgary hospital.
She's recovering. The last information I have is that she is recovering, and she will be hopefully be able to talk to us and give us a lot more detail later on.
Friends have identified the victims as Mitch McLean, Tanner Croswell, and Tabitha Steppel, all in their early 20s and all from Prince Edward Island. A Canadian sports doctor with a high-profile client list faces up to 18 months in prison when he is sentenced Friday for bringing unapproved and mislabeled drugs into the United States. Anthony Gallia of Toronto is scheduled to appear in a U.S. district court in Buffalo. The healing specialist, who has helped Tiger Woods and other star athletes come back from injuries, pleaded guilty to a federal charge in July. Gallia wasn't licensed to practice in the United States when he made numerous trips across the border to treat athletes from 2007 to 2009. The former team doctor for the CFL's Toronto Argonauts was widely known for a blood-spinning injury treatment, but prosecutors said some patients received human growth hormone, which is banned by major sports. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Evan Cook with sports.
The East Division leading Trenton Golden Hawks have a big divisional matchup on their hands tonight when they host the third-place Wellington Dukes. The Golden Hawks come into the game having won their last 6, while the Dukes have won just 1 of their last 3. Puck drop is at 7:30. Northeast Division rivals will face off tonight in Buffalo. The Sabres will take on the Toronto Maple Leafs in one of 5 NHL games on the night. Ottawa is home to the Pittsburgh Penguins. A Chicago victory over Anaheim tonight will move the Blackhawks into a tie with idle Minnesota for first place in the overall standings. Calgary visits Florida, and New Jersey welcomes Dallas. The NBA preseason tips off tonight with 4 games. Philadelphia visits Washington, and Chicago plays at Indiana. Detroit is home to Cleveland, and New Orleans is at Memphis. The Toronto Raptors are getting ready for their exhibition opener Sunday against Boston. Toronto opens the 66-game regular season at Cleveland on Boxing Day. A Penn State assistant football coach says he witnessed former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky molesting a boy, but didn't call the police because he was sure the act was over. Mike McQuarrie testified he did tell Coach Joe Paterno and 2 school officials about what he saw. The 2 officials are charged with failing to respond properly and lying to a grand jury. And former baseball great Barry Bonds will learn his sentence today for being convicted of obstruction of justice. He's scheduled to be sentenced today in San Francisco. The Federal Probation Department is recommending probation, a term of house arrest and community service. Prosecutors are asking for a 15-month prison sentence. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports@91x.fm. At Sports, here's Sean Macy with 91X Weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud, wind west 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, becoming light late this afternoon, temperature falling to zero this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, clearing before morning, low minus 10. Saturday, sunny, high minus 6. Sunday, sunny, low minus 12, high 0. It's 4 degrees. I'm Sean Macy with Evan Cook. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next.